Oh, have I got some news. Finally, some decent content that I'm going to drag out into a 20-minute podcast. God, this is going to be so painful for you. I live for this shit. Okay, so the other day I got a DM on Instagram from a Hollywood celebrity. Oh, my God. And it was like, hold on, sorry. Stop loading a TikTok. 1 second. Okay, TikTok uploaded. And, I died. I cannot tell you. Oh my God. Okay. So I decided to open up the question and have people guess who it was. Now, I had a massive crush on this guy when I was a teenager. And the hint I gave was I tried to make it vague. Definitely a he. They appeared alongside Lindsay Lohan in a movie. And people were like, Mean Girls, Parent Trap, they were going through. There were some great suggestions. Charlie Sheen was a suggestion. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Wasn't Charlie Sheen. A couple of people thought Chad Michael Murray. I was like, has he been in a movie with? Which was, let me just quickly Google Chad Michael's movie history. Oh, yeah, what movie was he in? Nope, it was not. But it was someone like similar. Oh my God, is it killing you? Because let me read you the DM. I hope this doesn't get back to him. Like, I fangirled massively. It's taking all of my energy not to screenshot it and post it. But I don't want to be that person. So I'm going to come on here and do it because I know that he'll probably never hear this. And if you are listening, I love you, and your comment sent me into a crazy time. This is what Hollywood... Oh, look, I want to say A-list. A-list is like Jolie. So let's go B-list. Okay, this is what he said. Hey, I have to tell you that I love your content. 800,000 people on Instagram verified account. And you are one of the funniest people I've seen on Instagram. Oh my God. I like jizzed everywhere. The way you tell stories is extremely entertaining. Keep up the good work. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like crazy. Just remember, I've got to stretch this over 20 minutes. So, I'll tell you now. So in Mean Girls, do you know the hot guy in Mean Girls? Character's name is Aaron. So, the actor that messaged me was Jonathan Bennett. Trust me, you know who he is. Google his name. He plays Aaron. Plays the hot love interest in Mean Girls. He's also in Cheaper by the Dozen 2. Let me go here. Let me go through his IMDb. Oh my God, he's so attractive. I didn't know he was gay too. I went through his Instagram and stalked him. Has a very attractive partner. I'm trying not to be like super, super creeper. Oh my God, Dukes of Hazzard, Mean Girls, Van Wilder. Oh my God, it's been so much. Surprise Me, Bachelor Party Vegas. Oh my God, Memorial Day, The Dawn. Shit. So many movies, right? Because he was like so hot. He still is. He's so hot. Anyway, messaged me and was like, you're really funny. And I'm like, oh my God, stop it. Here's 5 nudes. Nah, I didn't. Or did I? But I can, I've never had like mega celebrity message me and pepper me with compliments. Well, I've never had one message me at all. So, not gonna lie, I so far now have 2 celebrity followers that I know about. One being Rachel Griffiths, Australian royalty, and the other being Jonathan Bennett. Oh man, so cool! It's really gone to my head. Guys, I've made it. I'm a megastar, and the Oscar goes to... So anyway, I was just really excited to share that news. I know it's completely unrelatable and no one cares other than myself, but too bad, so sad. Oh my God. I just need to go and Google Aaron, his character Aaron in Mean Girls. So, oh God, so attractive. And he was also in the Ariana Grande film clip. Stop it. So technically he is Ariana Grande. So great. Okay, now what did I want to talk about? I actually had not as great as being messaged by Jonathan Bennett, but I stretched that out to 5 minutes. Good. He complimented my good storytelling. He's clearly never listened to a podcast. 5 minutes and 30 seconds it took to tell you who he was. I really stretched that out. I've written down some points. I went shopping the other day and I tripped on one of the like escalators, but it's like a flat escalator, you know, and it was so many people were coming down, but it was like empty going up. And so I was going up and I tripped and I fell forward and I turned it into a run to mask that I'd fallen. And it was so bad. Like I was like, I stood on it and then launched forward really quickly, overcorrected and went into sort of like a small run to fix the fall. Like it clearly looked like I was falling, but then I was like, oh, I'm running now. And I just ran up it as people watched me. And I was like, this is so embarrassing. Guys, I was just running. I mean, quickly, got to get to Woolworths and get some sponge cake, you know, like it was just the most, I wish I could have seen it because it was clearly a trip into a fall, into a run. And then I pretended like I didn't fall. I was like, guys, I meant to run. I'm running. Up a travelator. Oh, you know, like sometimes I just, when I go out in public now, I don't like it because I'm just a disaster. I went to Bunnings the other day and I was in my pajamas. It's hard to tell what my pajamas are because my regular clothes look like pajamas, just like baggy shorts and a t-shirt covered in stains. I was like, oh. And then someone suggested, because I posted on Instagram, I was like, oh, do I get out and go through Bunnings looking like a trashy slob? And then this woman was like, well, if you're worried about stains, like painters go in there riddled with paint. But I feel like that's acceptable stains to have in a shop when you're buying tools. Soy sauce and coffee and food, not acceptable. Holes in your clothes, if you're a tradie, acceptable. But when you're not a tradesman, or when you're clearly not, like I'm clearly not, I'm in like these loafer shoes, no socks, baggy pants, and a top with holes and stains in it. Food stains. Oh, I just was like, I don't care. I don't care. Like the worst is, oh, here we go, arrogant. I mean, I was recognized by Jonathan Bennett. So this is, you know, it's just the truth, guys. Sometimes I get recognized on the street and it happened this morning. Now I got out of bed and I just threw like, I kept my same pajama pants on and I put a shitty top on and I went out and just ducked across the road to get a coffee. And there was this guy sitting there and he looked me dead in the eyes and smiled. I was like, oh my God. And I just like immediately broke eye contact because I didn't recognize him. And they're like, these things go one of two ways. It's either someone I used to work with or I know and I've met before, or it's a wonderful fan. Now, 10 out of 10, I want it to be a wonderful fan because when it's someone that you used to work with or know and you don't remember them, it's horrible. It's an awful experience. One time I bumped into, this was one of the most awkward things. I bumped into someone that I did like a retreat with. We went, it was like Rotary, you know, Rotary. It's like a culty, I don't know what it is. A Rotary leadership retreat. And all these young leaders go and do this big retreat. It was super fun. It was like a school camp, but for like teenagers, like that have finished school and early in your early 20s. And so I went and I did it 1 year and we did it with a whole group of people. And then it was like a week or 2 weeks. No, it was a week. No, it was a weekend. No, I feel like it was a long time. Anyways, irrelevant point. Made some really close friends, dispersed. Years later, bumped into one at the Queen Victoria Building in Sydney. And I was with a friend of mine. And he comes up to me and he's like, oh my God, Christian, it's so great to see you, blah, 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 blah. And I introduced my friend. I was like, this is Alex. And then I immediately went to go, Alex, this is. And I was like, oh my God. Thankfully, I didn't go, Alex, this is, and have a mental blank. I just went, this is Alex. This is my friend Alex, and just left it. And then he goes, hi, I'm Peter. And I go, oh my God, so sorry, Peter. Peter, Alex, Alex, Peter. Like, I just had a mental blank of, like, I spaced out and went somewhere else. You know, like, I didn't forget. I just was weird. Does that, if that makes sense? Like, this is how it played out. And I learned a very valuable lesson in this incident. Peter comes up to me. I have no idea of his name. I remember him vividly. I just have a terrible memory. He comes up to me. I'm like, oh my God, how are you? What's been going on? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is my friend Alex. Hi, I'm Peter. Peter, so sorry. Peter, Alex, Alex, Peter. Yep. And then I just pretended like I was rude. God, sorry for being rude. Alex, this is Peter. And it was like that half second awkward pause where he had to jump in with his name. And then I realized if I am ever in that situation again where I have to introduce someone and I don't know, I just tell my friend that I'm with. Alex, I don't remember this guy's name. Introduce yourself. Go, 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 go. And she'll be like, hi, I'm Alex. Hi, I'm Peter. Oh my God, so sorry, guys. Peter, this is Alex, a good friend of mine. Alex, this is Peter, met at Ryla. And then it doesn't look like I forgot their name. Or alternatively, if you don't get the chance to be like, oh my God, Alex, I don't remember this guy, please help me. You can go, you can just not say anything and you hope that they introduce each other. On their own. Oh, God. Or you do what I do and you go, this is my friend Alex. And then you pause and then you wait for Peter to introduce himself. And then you come in like you've known his name all along. And you're like, so God, sorry, Alex, this is Peter. I can't believe I didn't follow that through. Just, it's so horrifying. And then sometimes when people that you've worked, like you've message, but it's weird when it's a text message or a Facebook message and they know a crucial piece of information and you're like, it's clear that we know each other, but I don't know where from. Or we get a text from an unknown numbers are great. It's like, so sorry, don't have your number. And, my phone memory was wiped. Wasn't. It's just my phone's a piece of shit. And then they reply and you're like, I don't know. Still don't know who you are. Sometimes because I was a massive slut in my 20s, I'll get people message me on like the other apps and we've chatted before and I don't remember. I'm like, hey, how you been? It's really great to see you again. Like you're here or what, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, did we put dicks in each other's mouths? Like, what did we do? How do I know you? You know, can I? Oh, God, this is where you know I'm just a massive whore, is that I sometimes don't recognize faces, but send me the same dick photo that you sent me 5 or 6 years ago. I'm like, oh, I know exactly who you are. Like, I recognize dicks more than I recognize faces. What a whore. That's really weird. You bump into someone in the street. I'm so sorry. I don't recognize you. Can you pull your penis out? Oh, Daniel, it's good to see you. You know, oh, what a slut. Anyways, so I went in to get this coffee looking like a piece of shit. And I realized this guy was a fan. And I'm there like, I'm not wearing any underwear. Like I'm freeballing it at this point. And like the shirt's covering the main part. But then if the shirt lifts up, like the outline's quite visible. And I don't normally do that, but I was just stuck in a crossroad to the cafe. No one's ever really around. There's a few people often in the cafe, but I can like pull my shirt down and mask that. So I ran across the road and I was waiting in line. And I turn around to sort of just look to see if there was many people waiting behind me. And he was taking photos of me. And I was like, no. Oh, this is awkward. And I was like, okay, cover your shame. And then I had a massive wedgie. So it was probably like getting a full ass photo. And I don't know if he was filming or if he was taking photos, but I fully turn around and I'm probably on his Instagram story. How arrogant of me if he wasn't, if he was just taking video footage of a dog. And I'm like, oh, it's clearly me. Not at all. But I've just like, he was looking and smiling and it was nice and hot. And like, not that that, I was going to say, not that that matters. Absolutely matters. If you're hot, I'm like, let's get a photo together, nude. What? Who? What? Show me your dick and then I'll be able to remember you forever. Jokes, obviously joking. I'm not No, I am joking. I would never do that. But it's weird that I recognise dicks before people. Faces. God, are these podcasts at one stage in my career going to come back to haunt me? I would like to say at the time of recording them, what I say is socially acceptable and not horrific. I mean, don't quote me on that. I don't know. I don't really talk to anyone. I'm just a massive gay who's... Yeah, good. Good. But I really... Let me go check Instagram again. Too busy replying to Jonathan, having a conversation with a Hollywood artist. Let's see if I've been tagged in anything. Doesn't appear that I have been. I'm like, if you take a secret photo of me, tag me. So I can either go, yuck, delete. It doesn't. When was it? 2 hours ago. Doesn't appear. Does not appear. And let me just check Twitter. As if, who's on Twitter? Oh, I just really want to see the video or photo that he took. Okay, well, nope. Okay, well, there isn't anything. It's really disappointing. So that's what's been going on. How have you been? Oh, we've run out of time. Please don't answer that. I've enjoyed isolation quite well. Like, isolation has been kind to me. I caught up with a friend at a cafe because the cafes are now open. I don't know what it's like. It varies state to state. Queensland is the only state that hasn't opened its borders, which I support. I don't know the full impact of closing the borders off to know what the negative impacts are. Which is why I support it. Because I'm like, look, it's better to be safe than sorry. But closing the borders doesn't affect me on a huge scale yet. And when it does, I'll be like, boo, open the borders. COVID's only minimum now. Like, I am superficial and terrible. But cafes are allowed 10 people. Wow. And they really, like, I realised. I went to one yesterday, caught up with a friend. And obviously, and this is so fine, they bring you in, you're allowed to book for an hour, and then you're like, get out, we've got people that want to come in and come out. Because they can't, there's no, like, it'd be so annoying to have a cafe and have a group of 5 people come in and stay there for 3 hours, because that's half of your allocation, and they're only ordering a little bit of food and a coffee. It's like, piss off. I need to make money. And they were like, hi, just letting you know there's 5 minutes left on your booking. Hi, just letting you know there's 4 minutes left on your booking. Okay. And then you realize there's a queue of people outside waiting to come in. So it's at least they're sticking to the rules, which is north. It's north. I don't know what my point was. Oh, no, lockdown. It's been like really a positive experience for me. Apart from the fact I've had to put on 8 kilos. And I've slept most of the time. I've just eaten a lot of shit and slept. It's like my dream life. And I've started making the wire faces, which I have just absolutely fallen in love with making and having them hung on my wall. If you're unfamiliar with them, go on my Instagram. You want to go to posts in May 2020. And you'll see some posts of some wire faces I make. Single piece of wire, I bend into a face. And they look like... Usually I'm like, yeah, my art's pretty average. No, I love these. Like, for me, this is my greatest achievement. What's the favourite video I've ever made? None. The faces are my favourite thing I've ever made. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm like... love isolation so much. It's just good to look at a face. It's just good to see someone that you can't talk to or have talked back to you. The plants have been very good. I look out to my... so green. I tend to accumulate quite a good chunk of plant. Every time I go to Bunnings or every time I go somewhere and I see a plant, I'm like, buy it, steal it. No, don't steal it. That's only from Trudy. She inherited some plants from her aunt. And every time I go, I'm like, bye. And I sneak into the yard and take a pot. And then it dies. Yeah, plants haven't been so good. But anyway, good. Great. Well, can't wait to talk to you again soon. Just to reiterate, Jonathan Bennett messaged me on Instagram. DM. I don't know. I don't think you're supposed to. I think that was private. How can I keep that private? The guy I had a huge crush on messaged me. Oh, my God. I'm never going to live this down and I'm never going to shut up about it. So, happy birthday.